This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Christian Taylor Wilkinson, the Chief Executive of Altona Rare Earths, is here today following the publication of the company's final results. So, hello, Christian. How are you? Thank you very much for your time today. We're going to talk a little bit about the finals. Can I ask you, first of all, in your opinion, what are the main highlights and what was achieved in the last year?
Morning, Mark. Thank you for having me on today. The reason why I wanted to come on and chat today is we put out our maiden final results as a rare earth exploration company. So these are really important. I think they're setting the precedent for what we hope we're going to be seeing going down the line. Firstly, I just wanted to say that Altona's, like many small cap companies, have a history of putting out their final results probably on the last day they're eligible, you know, day 364. And we've got these results out within sort of 32 days of the year end. And it's just because one of the things we're trying to do is tighten our corporate governance. I know we're a small company, but it doesn't mean to say we need to act like it. And I think that's important for shareholders to see that we wanted to explain what we've been doing in the year. And I'll just run through a few of the highlights, basically. Mm-hmm. So we started the year, sort of July 2020, by signing our first MOU in the rare earth space. This is the Chambe project in Malawi. It's a project that we've not yet signed. That's because one of the conditions for the joint venture partner who we're looking to acquire is to be listed on the London Stock Exchange. I'll come back and just mention a few things about that later. And then we closed the year by signing the Monte Moambe project, by acquiring that on the 23rd of June this year. So it's been quite an interesting 12-month period. And in between, we've raised £1.1 million through private shareholders over four raises. Three of the raises were done at 6.5p. One was done in June at 12 pence, which we're particularly pleased with. And one of the things we had to obviously do was put together a new board of directors, because I was sitting on the board basically on my own through the latter half of 2019 and the first half of 2020. So we now have a really, really experienced team of people. We've got a couple of mining experts, a couple of city experts, two people on the board, including our chief operating officer, live in Africa. So they're well tuned into the political and also the mining environment in the countries that we're operating in. We're looking at three other potential acquisitions in the rare earth space at the moment. Very early stage, but I'm hoping that maybe in the next 45 days, we will be able to sign an MOU with one of them. But of course, we are focused on this London Stock Exchange listing, which we hope to complete now. We haven't got a firm date, but the way the process is going, we hope to be listed on the London Stock Exchange before the end of September. So in a nutshell, that is what we've achieved over the last 12 months.
Okay, good. And it's good to hear that the listing is fairly soon now, and also well-timed for after the end of the summer holidays, and hopefully when volume and liquidity starts to come back to the markets. What if I can ask you, just looking at the finals, why has the loss widened considerably in the last year?
Yeah, that's because we've become an operational company, I think. Obviously, we've raised some money. That money didn't want to stay dormant in the bank account. And we spend that cash on exploration, on sort of desktop exploration on three or four projects, two of which we rejected in the period because they didn't meet our strict investment criteria. A lot of legal costs, of course, as you would expect, we're trying to acquire new companies. Mm-hmm. And we bumped up the board from one person, i.e. me, to five people. So I think they clearly reflect that we are moving in the right direction and we're getting things done. I'd like to think that. I'm always worried when you look at a company and their losses increase, but this is a positive thing, because before, the company was, I suppose, it's been loss-making for many years, but that was loss-making due to probably just director salaries. And this time, the director salaries are a fraction of the total spend, because we're busy. We are very, very busy. And it's not just on one project in one country. As I said, we're looking at multiple projects over four or five African countries at the moment. We have set up two new subsidiaries in expectation of applying for prospecting licenses, and we're looking to set up three new subsidiary companies because you know, that's how we feel the landscape is shaping up at the moment.
Okay. And of course, one of the highlights in the final results RNS is that you've raised a total of £1.1 million via four placings. So are you well funded now then going forward?
Yeah, we've got about 300, actually I'm looking at the results at the moment, we've got about £320,000 in the bank. That's going to see us through to October. And so we're looking to do our, let's call it an IPO, shall we, on the London Stock Exchange, even though we're listed on Aquis, let's call it an IPO, it makes things clearer. So we're looking to do that in September, where we will be looking to raise up to around £2 million. I think that's the trigger figure. Okay. That's going to see us through for 18 months working capital on two projects. So that basically covers phases one and two, exploration drilling on two projects. So I think from my point of view, I'm very comfortable with everything we've done. I'm very comfortable with what will be happening over the next 6 months. Drilling is going to start in Mozambique. We're currently in the process of completing the environmental permit application. We can start having a look at what we have at this project, which is already showing signs of significant rare earth mineralization.
Okay, excellent. And the three other rare earth projects you're currently investigating, what sort of stage are you at with them?
We're talking to people. We're looking at people. We're seeing what they look like. Some of them are, again, I suppose like Monte Muambe, one of the projects has been mined historically or been explored historically for a different mineral, different and they found traces of rare earths there. Some of the other ones are pure prospecting tenements. No one's done any work there, so we have to be sure that before we commit to spending some more money on it, that there's a good chance of finding an economical ore body of rare earths. Because I don't want to sort of keep entering into or enter into many agreements where they just don't come to fruition. I think that's a waste of shareholder funds. And I think we're cleverer than that. So we're using all our skills and all our knowledge and all the data that you can sort of scrabble around and find over the last sort of 50 years that's available to people like Altona or to companies like Altona to make good decisions. So I can't say which countries they're in. I'm not going to tell you where they are because they are up for grabs at the moment and we'd like to stake our claim, so to speak.
Okay. And am I right in thinking that rare earth projects are slightly more complicated than traditional mining projects for a single commodity? Is that right? And the team you've built then, are they pretty well versed in exploring and commercializing rare earth projects?
No, I don't think that's right. This is where you sort of get into the whole carbonatite hard rock project, which could cost £100 million to take into production versus the ionic clay soft soil projects, as China has a lot of those. And one of the reasons why China is so far ahead of the game of the rest of the world is, apart from obviously they've set up many illegal rare earth projects, I think the government's currently clamping down on that. But if you're simply moving tons of soil and separating the rare earth metals from the soil, that's a fairly straightforward process. What becomes more complex, I suppose, at the end is if you actually separate the rare earth metals from whatever soil or rock they're found in, then you have to get them processed to be turned into something you can sell on the market. And at the moment, as you know, it's widely reported, China holds about 90% of the processing facilities, but there are new processing facilities being built at the moment. There's a big one being built by the guys at Pensana up in South Shields. So people outside of China are now thinking of the future. But as for actually exploring, mining, pulling the metals out of the ground, that's no more complex than any other commodities that are currently mined.
And just a final question then, Christian. So the listing, hopefully, on the main listing of the London Stock Exchange in September, what is next then for the remainder of the year? And with the funds then you've got and the funds you will hopefully raise on this IPO, Are you able to hit the ground running? Have you got a drill program ready to go?
Yeah, drill program is ready to go. We're working with our Chief Operating Officer, Cedric Simonet, who is obviously a geologist with 25 years experience. We're working with a couple of other really clever people, two of which have experience of working on the Monte Muambe project in Mozambique before. They were part of a team with the previous owners back in 2010 and 12, so they have experience there. So for the remainder of the year, what we'd hope is as soon as we're listed, we can then go back to the table with the guys at Akasiri Minerals to try acquire Chambe. So I hope by the year end, we might have some sort of indication of just how good Monte Muambe in Mozambique is, and we will have acquired the Chambe project in Malawi as well, which we're looking to get 51% from the outset. And then when the rainy season's finished in Malawi, sort of February time, we can start the drill program on that site. And I don't know at this point whether or not we will have entered into any more deals, but I'm hoping by the end of the year, we'll at least have heads of terms signed with two other projects for us to acquire.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Christian Taylor Wilkinson there, the Chief Executive of Altona Rare Earths. Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.